glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
It is not the story of Rudolph or Santa Claus or Frosty the Snowman that will be on center stage this season. These stories and many others like them tell some very funny and entertaining tales. And because of the special gift of God that is celebrated at this time of the year, many of the stories, repeated over and over again, touch our hearts. They tell of love and of sacrifice. These are the elements of the true story about the Christ child. Matthew and Luke both fill in the history for us. Their inspired pens wrote so long ago about the baby that came to bring a peace and hope into the world unmatched by any other. And so today our thoughts travel back to that manger scene where the young Jewish virgin gave birth to her firstborn son. She and her husband Joseph named him Jesus, just as they had been told. This Jesus is our star of hope, and we want you to know our desire is for you to have the hope, the peace, and the joy that Jesus came to bring into this world.
No palace, no jewels, no kingdom to rule, no crown of majesty, no throne and no robe, no silver, no gold, no courts of royalty. Yet the King of Kings left heaven to become a lowly man. He left all heaven's glory to fulfill his Father's plan. He still came just for me. He still came. Though he thought he would endure, he still came, disregarding every cost. From the manger to the cross, he still came just for me. He still came.
No family, no friends to help at the end. No out, no substitute. Much pain and much hurt to give love and worth. He bore our sins and grief. Yet the hope of what he offered so outweighed what must be done. He chose to be my victor and assured my pardon won. He still came just for me, he still came. Knowing all he would endure, he still came. Disregarding every cost, from the manger to the cross, he still came just for me. He still came.
Most of the Christ-honoring Christmas cards we send or receive that bear the image of the wise men have three individuals portrayed. And that's because there were three gifts that the wise men brought to Jesus. They brought their gold and frankincense and myrrh. We conclude by that only three travelers came from the east to find the newborn King of the Jews, but it could have been many more. However many magi came, they came following what they said was his star in the east. I'd like to suggest that Jesus has become our star of hope. How would you feel if Jesus had never come? To what would you look forward to if he had not come? Even with the abundance of material blessings surrounding us in our part of the world, life still holds so much anxiety and hurt and pain, losses and grief. And death is the ultimate end of every person's life. Solomon's words are very true. There is an appointed time for everything. There is a time to die. With that facing us, regardless of how well we may live with wealth and peace, luxury, pleasure, there's still the final curtain call. Age will steal away our youth, and this frail tent of a body will succumb to something. And without Jesus being the star of hope, how could we live and cope to face such a future? The fact is, we do not have to. The wise men came searching for the newborn king, and they found Jesus. They fell at his feet, and they worshipped him. They gave him gifts fit for a king. They had been blessed to see the child for whom the star appeared. It led them to his presence, and they returned home. Before they found Jesus, they had lost sight of the star. But Matthew tells us that the star rose up, and it led them to the place where Jesus was. When they saw the star, Matthew again tells us that these men, these wise men, were overjoyed. And so today, we who have Jesus in our hearts as our star of hope are filled with joy. We can face the future with a full assurance of our faith. We can draw near to the throne of God and find grace to help us in our times of need. We do not grieve like so many in the world who are without hope. Our hope does not disappoint us. There are many reasons why the account of the wise men searching for Jesus remains a part of our celebration. It is the true story of love. It is the story of God's love for humanity. In John 3:16, Jesus told in so few words the whole story. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And that truth fulfills the deepest need in your life and in mine. For we have all sinned and come short of God's grace. We are hopelessly lost and condemned by our sinful nature. But God, in his rich mercy, has lavished his precious promises upon us. He has reached out to us while we were still ungodly sinners. The God of heaven befriended us when we were his enemy. That's the truth, and that truth fills our heart with hope. It can fill your heart as well, if you will let it. Faith is essential for the blessed promises of God to come into your life. The Bible states that without faith it is impossible to please God. We must believe that God is, and that he rewards those who seek him. Jesus said that unless we believe in him, we will die in our sins. For everyone who is today without faith in Jesus as God's Son sent to this earth as the Savior, we want you to share our Jesus, who has become our hope. Another reason why the account of Jesus is retold again and again is because our hearts need hope, and it is this Jesus who can give it. He gave hope to the crowds who heard him teach of God's will, and they came by the thousands to hear him proclaim the way of righteousness. Jesus called the people of his day to repent. So today the call of the gospel calls us to return back to God, removing sin from our lives and choosing to follow Jesus. Jesus proclaimed that new birth was essential to see and to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Part of that response of faith and obedience to God is by surrendering one's life to God in an immersion in water for the remission of our sins. About 3,000 souls heard Peter preach the good news of God's grace, and that very day they were baptized in water for the remission of their sins. Through their faith and obedience, they began a new life of hope. As we enter into a very special season of the year, the opportunity to hear the story of Jesus will come. That story will tell about God's special gift, and Jesus can be your star of hope today and every day. Have you let the story of God's love touch your heart and move you by faith to be saved through grace? Do you live day by day with a hope that is sure and steadfast? If not, dear listener, please open your heart today and let Jesus be your star of hope.
God has smiled on me. He has set me free. God has smiled on me. He's been good to me.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
God has smiled on me. He has set me free.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.